Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, March 26th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, everyone. Good to be back. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, so I know everybody's going to be excited to hear what Sue has, what Bob has, and what I have tonight. So before we get going too far, though, we do like to pray the call in. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, what should be another fascinating, exciting, elevating teaching that she's prepared for us. God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in every good thing that we have, thank you for everything that we do have, who we are, what we're doing, what we're called to do, what our calling is that you've brought us to this time and place to learn and to get stronger and edified and move into more and more of the things of God. Thank you for everything that we have and what we're about to receive. Thank you for this blessing and the fact that it's moving along very nicely. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I'm going to do my best, Sue, not to cough, but just be prepared for anything's possible tonight.
Do you have a little towel? You can cough into the towel.
Good
it
idea.
Might help.
Good idea. No. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Need to muffle it somehow, yeah.
Hello, kitty. Oh, kitty. That's funny.
Hello, kitty.
So welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the teaching for tonight. And we're going to continue on because I think this is very, very nourishing and very beautiful and very precise. So it doesn't have a title. It just starts. The Holy Spirit often nudges us with a gentle whisper. 1 Kings 19:12. Christ likeness is not produced by imitation, but by inhabitation. For this is the secret. Christ lives in you. Colossians 1:27. While effort has nothing to do with your salvation, it has much to do with your spiritual growth. We must cooperate with the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. At least 8 times in the New Testament, we're told to make every effort in our growth towards becoming like Jesus. Jesus said, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, to follow Christ, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to." Luke 13:24. Make every effort to give yourself to God as the kind of person he will accept. Be a worker who is not ashamed and who uses the true teaching in the right way. 2 Timothy 2:15. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to add your faith, goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. 2 Peter 1:5. In keeping with God's promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. 2 Peter 3:13. We have 3 responsibilities in becoming like Christ. First, we must choose to let go of old ways of acting. Everything, and I do mean everything, connected with your old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it Ephesians 4:22. How amazing is that for where we are? Second, we must change the way we think. Let the Spirit change your way of thinking. Ephesians 4:23. Third, we must put on the character of Christ by developing new godly habits. Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:24. Spiritual maturity is neither instant nor automatic. It is a gradual, progressive development that will take the rest of your life. Becoming like Christ is a long, slow process of growth. This process of becoming Christ-like will continue until we are united by our faith and by our understanding of the Son of God. Then we will be mature just as Christ is, and we will be completely like him. Ephesians 4:13. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. That's a really good teaching, Sue, and thank you for it. You spent a lot of time in Ephesians. That's a great book that Paul wrote, because he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. And I tell you, listening to that and enjoying it and agreeing with it, I find that there's not a whole lot I can add to it. You know, right. I mean, I could comment on it, right? But I think it's just very good and very clear. You know, we're to be like Christ. You know, we're to have the mind of Christ. You know, we're to be like him, and that's our goal as we go through this Christian walk that lasts until he comes back to get us, really, at the top time of the rapture, the great catching away of the body of Christ. But until that time, it's a daily walk in his word, in prayer, supplication, make your requests known to God, you know, or to talk with him and pray and let him in on basically everything that we're doing in our lives. And we're to become more and more like him on a daily basis. It's, you know, the new heaven and new earth, that is down the road a while. That's after the millennial reign. That's way after that, and it'll come one day if you're a believer. You'll see a new heaven and a new earth, but at this point, we're dealing with the earth that we have, and that's good because we can still do a lot to make earth better and a more habitable place for all of us and for everybody else, and that's what we're doing and what we're here to do now, as we wait for these numbers to come out. I've got a helicopter, military helicopter going overhead. I wonder why. So, it's, Sue, I'm sorry, I just cannot seem to add much more to it. I thought it was a very good and complete teaching, and it tells us that we are to be more and more Christ-like throughout our Christian walk. What does it mean to be a Christian? Some people say a little Christ. It means to be a follower of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. Christ is the Greek word for Messiah, which is the Hebrew word. And so that's all I'm going to say about it tonight, Sue, but I thank you for that. Thought it was a really cool teaching, and I like that. Now, let's see if Bob can light it up a little bit. Bob, tell us what you thought of this teaching and how it might apply to you.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again. This was really great. I love the part about every effort. And, just those two words are like the word every, like it's so encompassing of the things that we can do. I was thinking I would start with every effort to really just to be able to see visions of that goal of becoming Christ-like, and to be able to hear the words, and to be able to feel, like we talked about on Tuesday, what that whole thing would feel like. And we can make, you know, in our minds and in our feelings, we can make a picture of perfection that is a goal, you know, to strive for. And we can say, you know, what's like the best case scenario for me, you know, for today and along my journey. And that best case scenario, because it's being envisioned from Christ consciousness, can actually be spectacular. And that, as part of this picture of perfection, that spectacular Christ that you're marching towards and embodying becomes the new normal. And just allow it. Like, this is the new normal. My Christ-like self is my new normal. That's my new default. And as we have that new normal, we can then realistically, we can expect and we can welcome many different outcomes, including ones that are even beyond our dreams, even beyond our picture of perfection. But as we enter that space, there'll be new gifts and outcomes that we haven't even begun to imagine yet. And with this attitude, that long path, Bruce, you talked about, can have its own vision. That path can be its own paradise. It can be a path paved with gold. And the gifts along that path never stop. And yes, you're moving towards something and making effort, but you're walking the path of Christ, and that is filled with his love and his encouragement and his guidance. And so the path doesn't seem long. It's almost as if you don't want it to stop. And each day of that walk, every effort is rewarded with that endless supply of more and more of his love and encouragement and guidance.
That's good, Bob. That's very good.
That's true. That's true, Bob.
It's quite a walk. And you know what, Sue? This daily walk that we're on, it's not supposed to be a performance-based walk. It's a walk based on faith. And yes, we're doing things in the name of the Lord, for Jesus, for the kingdom, for other people. We're doing those things, the so-called works that James talks about. You know, faith without works is dead. But it's not to be confused with what we have to get into a salvation experience through Christ. It's not works-oriented. It's a free gift. But we receive that free gift by faith. And once we accept that, then anything that we do in the way of works for God, for Christ, can be accounted to us for rewards, essentially rewards in heaven. It's a strange dichotomy, really, but it's what is said, it's what is written. So, thank you, Sue, for that. And tell me what you're thinking is on this teaching and how it might affect what you think about it.
Well, I really appreciated that you didn't want to embellish or Overcover, and you just stayed with the purity of the teaching. That's one
That's
thing
right.
I really want to thank you, Bruce. And I really liked your comments on performance, and I'll circle back on them. But what I really liked is what came up for me is the way Bob and his beautiful blend of sort of poetic, embodied understanding of this teaching. When he used the word perfection, and he loved the word effort, and I'm going to get a little, I don't know, what would I call this to make it? But I think we've all seen the difference. I'm going to get nuanced. We've all seen the difference, and maybe we even grew up with people that were being performative. And they were making every effort, but it was coming from a perfectionistic point of view. There's a wonderful way to go for excellence, and you were hinting at it, Bruce, but where it is, what the difference, it's faith. But you know what the real difference is? Make every effort to bring the perfect love. It's the faith and the love, and that's what I felt when Bob was speaking, and with you just not wanting to over-embellish. When you see nature, you don't try to change nature. And these scriptures were so beautiful. And I believe we're closer to creating with our capacities a new heaven on earth, and to know what that feels like now, and that it's possible now in the awareness we bring, the way we select the people that we're going to hire. I'm going to talk about that in my segment. The way, if you're looking for it, you're going to see it. If you're walking in it, you're going to be able to perceive it. It's how, where you're looking from. If you're looking from the old lens, just like it said, if you're looking from the old consciousness that wasn't deeply inhabiting Christ, you wouldn't be able to see that Christ is here right now in you and in the world. Because when you see it, you can't not see it. And it's okay if you can see the stuff that's going on and how bad it is. But I think this teaching also highlights the discipline. Keep your eyes single. And see, that's been the tough place for humanity. Because to keep your eyes single and be walking as a Christ means you're living in a different world than most people. And that makes it very hard sometimes. I bet you a lot of people are resonating with this. Because you're not in the separation that most people are. You're in the love. You're in the faith. You're in the, no matter what happens, Christ is in me and I am moving into even more effort to get close. And so then it becomes a passage to become closer to who you really are. Anything that's challenging you is challenging you to drop your old identity. Because that old, in Christ, negative things, They come up, but they're coming to give you more Christ. That's all they're doing. They're saying, look again, who are you really? Look again, who are you really? And that's what I think everybody on this call, no matter at what level, I think everybody has demonstrated, look at how powerful I am in Christ. To walk this walk, believing in things that most people can't see, they can't know, but we know. And imagine when you're just going to float in the knowing of who you've been as you walk through this, choosing second after second after second to be and bring your greatest effort to be that. And if you honor that, you're honoring Christ. So those are my feelings about it.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you for getting that teaching and your comments on it. And Bob, your comments on it. And me, my almost not a comment on it. I just enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it. It's hard to add to that. It was really good. But, Sue, that was really fun. Let's flip into our prayer and praise time. And let's see what's happening. And let's hope Jeannie doesn't mention she hopes the med beds are ready or something to that effect. Because they're ready. We're not ready because we haven't gone into the Redemption Center yet. When we go in, guess what? We're ready. So the med beds have been ready for us for months. Months and months. Okay, let's see what you got, Sue.
Sound that trumpet. Okay, so tonight we have Praise Times 3. Tonight's praise is for all the hardworking, Jesus-loving people of Big Call Universe. You have stood strong through adversity where others haven't. Nice to be on a parallel track, Pastor Scott. God smiles on his sons and daughters. We've come a long way, especially Bruce. He's never wavered but stood firm. Big Call Universe, you are like that because of him. All standing till we redeem or exchange. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
And now we're going to go, we just have those two. That's good. Now we're going to go 329 from Genia. This Sunday, Palm Sunday, the Passion of the Lord, triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, where crowds praised him as the Messiah, shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. And blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This event, occurring during Palm Sunday, saw people welcoming him with shouts of Hosanna in the highest heaven. Matthew 21:9. I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though he die, yet shall live. John 11:25. Mm-hmm. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. Helen Keller. Today we pray for everyone's health, faith, love, and finances. RV blessing to come to fruition, and especially the med beds to be available ASAP for us to be faithful stewards. Debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, tariff checks, and world peace. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Very much so. Yes. Coming up on Palm Sunday, 29th. Yep, it's going to be good. Sue, I'd say, Well, I'm glad things are working out better for Pastor Scott. Pastor Scott, you know, I was thinking of when you were saying, giving me a compliment. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm kind of like Moses in this thing. And when Moses, when the Israelites were winning, Moses' arms were lifted up. And when they fell down, they began to lose. And so his brother, Aaron and Hur, H-U-R, I think. Aaron and Hur lifted up his arms and they continued to win. And I think, you know, Bob is my Aaron and Sue is her. Keeping my arms lifted up. You're keeping me lifted up. And that's why we're winning this battle. So thank you for that. Sue, let's slide into your... Now, you've got a situation where you did your class last night in this new course, right. And you've got one more tomorrow night. Tell us
a little
how that's going, and then tell us what it is you want
Thank
us
you.
To know. Well?
Well, I would say it was from a content and skill-building perspective, and we do a lot of skill building in our classes. You know, getting people ready to have the Christ-based leadership radar that they need. But in terms of attendance, in terms of what we covered, it was just a remarkably big class to keep it connected to the big call. And so it was really, I was sending out emails, Bruce, that called it the nitty-gritty because it was helping people understand what it's like when you're moving. You're going to be connecting to this new system and the new systems that will be available to you and how to navigate that from, say, an institution or, say, Wells Fargo or any bank, and then what would a hybrid situation look like if you were a little bit in the bank, a little bit on your own, to a curated system. So you knew that, which is your own private multifamily office, whatever that is. So it was walking people through the key decisions and how to move in and out and what they have to think about in terms of, let's say, Wells Fargo right now. You know, they're going to have a suite of probably AI-enabled support. How do you walk through that, make sure that you get the high-tech, high-touch that you want? So it was, I think, incredibly, from the feedback that we got, it was very, very valuable. And I just want to give a shout-out to the pod because they talk about making every effort to make sure their nervous system is regulated. They understand and they can move through hiring the best teams and who's going to be on their teams and the ins and outs of getting their family ready. I mean, we've covered so many deep, nuanced topics before they have to get into these situations. So I'm going to read you a couple of testimonials.
Okay.
One of them is, I personally feel like I've learned so much each time. Yet when the next offer comes out, I realize how much more there is to know. Your material information builds upon each other. First we go for an associate. It's funny, it's like the other one that I had. Then a bachelor's, then a master's, and then a doctorate. We're blessed to have found you. Hi, Sue. The class was outstanding last night. I'm so happy that I chose to get educated before the RV rather than after. I like being prepared. I feel sorry for the people who did not get your classes. Their nervous system will collapse right out of the gate. But that's what life is all about, choices, right and wrong. Thank you for sharing your hard-earned knowledge with all of us. God bless you abundantly. love, I'm going to just call it Carolyn. Excuse me. So, I think what's important, and I'll give you guys something to invest in, and it's important to do look at two things. We had a comment from someone in the class last night, Bruce and Bob, and it was really fascinating to me. This is a little story. We were talking about the people you would hire, specific people in this class. And he said, very thoughtfully, he said, you know, I've been around people and I've seen how they show up and then they're not exactly how they present themselves. And in other words, you could tell that this gentleman had, you know, hiring people and they didn't turn out as well as he wanted. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, well, that's, you know, this is like dating. You don't really know somebody. They don't really show their true character. And I bet Bob knows this too. In the consulting world, this is a classic. You know, everybody gets excited in the beginning, but what is it like to be working on a team with lots of different consultants and raising my hand? And so it's very normal for everybody out there. If you're thinking about hiring people, meeting premier bankers, all these people that you don't know yet, I'm going to give you a little shorthand, and I'm going to give you something that you can start doing today. And I'm going to tell you a story. So I said to this gentleman, I said that please get your pens out because you're going to want to get finding your people. You're going to be dating people to build the new world. That's basically what you're going to be doing. So you've got to be with people that you're aligned with. And if you don't think you have that skill, we're going to sharpen it up right here, right now. So I told this man on this call, on my call, I said, here's what you want to do. Start to notice where you connect with people and you see that they're competent, hopefully they're healthy, but like where you notice that their excellence, their every effort is showing up in front of you. Is there more intelligence in the room? Is there more energy in the room? Is there more connection and attunement in the room? Is there more commitment in the room? That's how you know. And so I'm going to tell you the story that happened to me today. I got a chance to meet a senior operations leader running a high-performance, real-time environment. He was introduced to me. And it was so fascinating, Bruce and Bob. This man was so bright, so dialed in, so interested in, you know, what I was doing, what he was doing, so good at connecting back and forth, describing how bright, like not in a braggadocio way, but that, oh, I love doing what I do and my children love what they do. And you could tell that my whole family is really into learning and growing. And I just stood there watching his very animated description of how he loves what he does at a very senior level. He was animated. He was passionate. He was deeply curious about me. It was reciprocal. Listen to this again if you need this. And there was light in his eyes. That's what I look for. I look for light in the eyes. I look for intelligence. I look for somebody that's engaging and is leaning in. Those are the kind of people. And they're in, his whole family was into growth. He was talking about people that were And so I was talking about what I was doing. And so he could tell that I was into growth. So he said, shared more about his growth. Look for the people that are actually can show you what they're excited about in a grounded, congruent, they're actually doing it kind of way. Those people are out there. So here's your practice. In the next couple of days, make contact with people and notice when somebody's like leaning in and they're really excellent. It can be at, you know, I go to Ulta and I notice the people that shine at Ulta. It can be at some supplier of yours. It can be in a professional organization where somebody's sharing that they're loving what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can tell because that's your benchmark. We've got to find the people that have the intrinsic motivation. It's like he likes what he's doing. She likes what he's doing. It's not going to be about money. It's not going to be about being burdened. You can't have people like that on your team. It's going to be about the meaning that they find in what they are putting their attention on. So, to shorten it up in two sentences, look for light in the eyes in the next couple of days and look and see if you can notice where you're engaging with people and they're engaging with you. And what is it that you like that you go, I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about this person. I was like, oh, my God, to have him running a curated micro family office, to have somebody with that kind of energy. I said, that I'm storing that. That is what I want. And if you do that as a practice, your nervous system is going to be looking and primed to find the candidates, the people. There are lots of nuances. Sometimes you're going to want deeper thinkers. Sometimes you're going to want strategic thinkers. But you're looking for the people that resonate and are aligned to create momentum and a sense of commitment and connection in your project. There's got to be that clarity. And the two of us were so clear. So, here's good. What you can do to support yourself. You're going to be building multiple teams. So if you want to get a course that's going to teach you how to kind of deepen your attention so you get this into your nervous system, so you really notice it, you're priming. Let's say you've been in the corporate world. Let's say you've been in the toxic world. Let's say you've never had any team experience. Let's say you've never been responsible for hiring teams. I used to get hired by corporate types to come in, and because I was so tuned in to who was a fit, to hire various team members. So new teams in a new sovereign world, I mean, it's crucial, you guys. Otherwise, you're going to be getting bogged down. If you can't capture what you want your people to hire for, they're going to be lost because you're muddy, you're foggy, you don't know how to express it. And it's not going to work. It's going to be like you're going to feel like you're still in your same old thinking, same old structures. If you don't get that, it's like, you know, when you pull on the boat engine or the lawnmower and it's not yanking on, that's what it's going to be like. You don't want that. You want, like, I know, and I can communicate this, and I can charge the people around me to help me do this. And then you get momentum. So here's what you do. You send us an email at integratedminds@hushmail.com. you put in the subject line, new teams, 100, or you can just put NT100, shortening for Bruce's satisfaction, and just put your name and if you have PayPal or not. And we will be getting that out to you. And what have you just done? You've made every effort. You've made every effort for Christ. You've made every effort for the world. But let's not forget what you've done for yourself. When you do this stuff in advance and you get it locked in and you get clarity, you've just shaved off so much confusion, so much overload, so much, so that you can articulate and be precise. And the universe is going to respond to that precision. So you have a choice. You can go in, you can say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I don't really care. I don't want to learn. Is that making every effort? Is that making every effort? Is that giving yourself the start that you want? Only you can decide.
That's right.
So that's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. NT100 or New Teams 100 if you prefer. And, of course, you send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com, Sue's email. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. And put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so she'll have it in case she needs to text you something. Probably won't, just in case. And be watching for your emails when they come. After you send it, watch for one to come back, and then watch for the information about how you're being invoiced. All right, Sue. Very good. Yeah, I think they'll really enjoy that. That's been a really good class. And thank you for that. Yes, a shout out to Leah as well, Leah, and anybody else out there. So, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Let's move into. Thank you, Sue. Let's move into Bob's world. Bob, you taught us something on Tuesday night. You taught us about. I mean, that was pretty high tech, what you were telling us about. I would call it leading edge science. And I don't know how long you've known about
cool.
But it was new to it was new to me, wasn't it, Sue? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was new to me.
Exciting.
Very exciting. So I don't know if we're gonna get another lesson like we did Tuesday, but hopefully we will get some testimonials and anything else you'd like us to know tonight, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. So, I do have a bunch of testimonials, and it's always nice to hear them, and it's great that they come in all the time. And we had read that testimonial about the guy who was walking 18 holes 5 days a week. At 79 years old.
Yes, scratch golfer. Scratch golfer. Just so everybody understands, a scratch golfer is somebody who consistently can shoot par for 18 holes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. And we got another one that came in right after that. There was actually right after the call was over on Tuesday, and this man wrote in regard to his wife who started taking Myotrol, and he wrote in and says, this has done miracles for my wife's health.
Good.
Based on her experience using Myotrol with the dynamic combo, I'll start taking it as well. And that is just something that just a simple testimonial like that is it's great confirmation of what it is really that's confirming for me Bruce is the Eric Kurtz, the inventor of Myotrol.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, and Sue talks about this all the time, where something starts as a thought.
Mm.
And here's a man that had a thought that it would be great if there was something new that would help older people regain their muscle, including himself. And
oh, cool.
Used all of his previous experience and new technologies that facilitate discovery-based research and his experience of taking concepts in the past, actually about 40 of them separately that he patented, and then bringing them into fruition where people could actually take the product. And that, imagine a person that has that level of skill that can have a thought about coming up with something new and over a period of time actually produces it, something that's safe to take by mouth that does exactly what he envisioned, that required multiple layers of understanding of chemistry, biochemistry, mechanical technology, computer technology, formulation technologies, and just on and on. And here it is now, where this person writes in about how it created a miracle for his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so cool, Bob.
Yeah. This one, this is another person wrote in about the Gladiator barley.
Mm-hmm.
Said, this really helps get me through the day. I have less cravings for food consistently since I started this with the Boomer Boost and premium probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we see quite often, where people are having less cravings and it helps them to lose weight. There's another testimonial. I think it's, if I go back up, I think that came in just today as well. Yeah. This is a testimonial about another man who's taking the dynamic combo. And this lady wrote in about her husband, who has dropped 30 pounds and now he's able to walk with ease since taking the Boomer products. And then she sent in a picture of him walking like a long distance on the beach. And then, listen to this. He turned 70 in January, and since taking the products, he's now retired, but he took on a part-time job on a golf course. And after being on the golf course, he came back and gave his time to play some music for their guests in the pub and had energy to do this. His energy level has increased immensely since taking the products. He highly recommends Boomers Forever Young. And she sent in a picture of him playing the guitar and singing songs to the people at the restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's probably marshalling during the day, marshalling the golf course, going around, making sure everybody's flowing through okay. Nobody's holding up the groups behind them, what marshals typically do. And then coming back after marshalling for the day, and then playing some music in the club at night at the clubhouse. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And another testimonial came in about Boomer Boost. Says, I love the boost. It fires my body and mind up every morning.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good. And then here's a lady, 84 years old.
Okay.
Talking about Myotrol. I'm 84 years old and have used lots of products over the years. Myotrol is the best. I've been lifting weights since I was 18, and this really improves my stamina.
Wow.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah. Then this is a lady sending a picture of herself with another woman. It's like they're in a health food store, and she's taking the collagen peptide powder. She says, this is helping my hair. It's thicker, lusher, and darker than before. I have also noticed improvements in my skin and my fingernails. I highly recommend this product. It's superior to the others that I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of other ones, just little ones. You know, I love this product. I take it every day. Those come in like in strings. And you know, on this platform, we now have 4,146 reviews.
Wow.
It's still holding steady at 4 points.
4.7?
Oh.
Yeah. Sounds great, Bob.
And then just the last thing I have to say is just a reminder for people what's on sale. We keep the same sale. Probably go till a couple of days after the start of the next month.
Okay.
And this is the time for if anybody wants to try Boomer Boost, or if you're already getting it, now's the time to get it on sale. It's buy one, get one half off. And we did the same thing for the heirloom barley. And we also have a buy one, get one free on our B vitamins. And we have an extra 5% discount on our collagen, which is the liquid, not to be confused with the collagen peptides. That's the powder for your hair and nails. The collagen is for your cartilage and for blocking pain.
Right.
And that is on sale as well. So that's what I have for tonight, Bruce. It's 9:56 at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. And let's make sure everybody can get to the site to get to those products, that whether they're on sale or not. They're all great products. And to start off, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on that site, the banner at the top says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. Boom, you're into the Boomers website. And then you can pull the product menu down and look at all the different products available. And you can look at the on sale tab and see the products that Bob just mentioned that were on sale. Buy one, get one half off. You got Boomer Boost and Heirloom Barley. Buy one, get one half off. And then you have buy one, get one free on the vitamin B complex vitamins. So those are good, too. And then, like you said, you get 5% off on collagen. You can increase that to 15% if you put that on your subscribe and save. So let's say you're getting something monthly. That's what subscribe and save does. It's a subscription service. And you can get any number of products, all products, at 10% off if you put them on a subscribe and save. But you'll pick up the 5% plus the 10% on collagen if you put that on subscribe and save, which is a really good deal. And I highly recommend that you have Boomer Boost and Barley on it. And then, of course, don't forget to have Myotrol, because Myotrol is just, you've heard the testimonials that are so good for all these products, but Myotrol seems to be kind of heads and shoulders above most of the rest of our products. But they're all good products. And Eric Kurtz that designed the Myotrol and the collagen, both highly technologically advanced, very good for us. So keep that in mind. And if you need customer support help, you can get it by calling 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So call them up if you need any help. If you have any questions or you just, you know, need some help online, you can do that with customer support. All right. Well, Bob's got me just about straight up 10 o'clock, which is good. And I think we'll get out of here in 15 minutes or less. we're getting good reports. We're getting reports, in some cases, from people I haven't heard from in 8 months, which was nice to hear. We're also getting information that this conflict with Iran is basically over, even though you might be hearing things differently. What we're getting from our military sources are very positive things about the fact that we're moving forward into a peace process with Iran. I think we have the prince of, which is Prince Reza, son of the deposed Shah of Iran, and also, I believe, the Shah's nephew, which would be cousin to the prince. And I don't know who else is somebody that our team is meeting with, but I know they're working to get a new form of government created that is so different from the caliphate that they used to have. That's very positive for us and for the world and for the Middle East. We've got a Middle East support alliance, too, that's helping to make sure that all the oil flows properly through the Strait of Hormuz. And I believe we're in control of that island that is right there in the Strait where all the oil comes from to fill tankers and so on and send them out. And I know that it's, you know, President Trump talked about a gift from Iran. He wouldn't go into what it was. He said it was related to oil and very, very valuable. And I think I know what that gift is. I believe it's the fact that we are helping to control the oil that is coming out. And it's just a positive thing for us to help Iran essentially build back what they needed. What happened had to go. It absolutely had to go, and I'm glad it did. And even though the way it happened, you know, it's not like we want to be in a war or at war or in conflict. We really don't. We really want to be at peace. And I think the people of Iran know that. And they know that we're doing this so that they can have a better life and a better form of government, to have a real life instead of what they've been living for 47 years. So I'm positive about that. And we look at what else is going on. We did get that Clarity Act passed a couple of days ago. I wasn't sure about that, and I found out about it today. So now we have a portal connected to the QFS, the Quantum Financial System, has a node or a portal for cryptocurrency. And so XRP, and I don't know how many else they're going to be, they've talked about yesterday, I heard something about connecting an e-wallet, you know, for the cryptocurrencies, which we've talked about that before. I believe that is in place. And I think really what I'm hearing is that the so-called central banks, which we don't use that term that much anymore, but the main banks around the world are busy buying up gold to stabilize their currencies and to give them the added value that they need. And that's a very positive thing. And what we're hearing is that from at least four different sources, that what we're looking at is a notification for us in Tier 4B and possibly Tier 3 bondholders as well. They don't have an update except for the fact that they did not get their notifications Wednesday, yesterday, as we thought they might. So they may be on more of a similar path that we're on. They could go a little bit ahead of us, but as far as their notification and our notification, what we're hearing from very strong sources is the idea of Friday or Saturday, which is tomorrow, Friday, the 27th, or the 28th, which is Saturday. So that's very positive. We're looking very good for that right now. And we think that at least we in Tier 4B are definitely going to get started with our exchanges before the end of the month, which is Tuesday, the 31st. Now, as far as increases in Social Security and some of the other things we've talked about supposed to happen this week, I don't know. Guys, I get real squirrely when it gets toward the end of the month and we don't have the so-called debt forgiveness that we were talking about under NASARA, the DOGE payment, the, External Revenue Service providing the direct deposits to us for the tariff dividends, that type of thing. You know, these things we were told would happen this final week in the month, by the end of the month, which is Tuesday. Hey, they may do some things by Tuesday that we don't have today being Thursday. Don't have a whole lot of time, but I know they're busy working, getting things put together for us. And we believe still that we are on track to get started before the end of this month. Now, we'll see. I don't have anything pushing me beyond it. I don't have anything pushing me to the 1st or 2nd or whatever of April. And we've got sources that are in military. We've got sources that are getting this from Treasury. We've got sources that are putting out the information to the Redemption Center leaders. And basically everybody is Friday, Saturday. So we'll see. One is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I don't know that that's going to make any difference. But I think we got to have a good possibility of getting notified tomorrow or Saturday and then going for our exchanges. But we'll see what happens. We'll see if they get it done by the end of this month or not. As you guys know, this is a military operation, and things are subject to change at any time. President Trump, you know, is the head of our military as commander-in-chief. The final decision ongoing is supposed to be his, but it might be delegated to Pete Hegseth and General Raisin Kane. It could be, you know, there are factors involved in this where, you know, the decision to get the green light for military to give it to Treasury, for Treasury to give it to the Redemption Center leaders to give us the notifications with our 800 numbers, etc. That's sort of the pecking order on how it's going to go. And we're in good communication with our very top military sources. So, you know, that's what we're getting right now. We could get something to change it, but right now everything is moving forward in that same direction that I just mentioned. Now, beyond that, I don't think that there's anything that comes to mind in addition to what I've just already said. So let's talk about what Sue's offer is. To get her new teams, classes, or I call it, it's a course, two classes. It's audio. It's something that you click on from an email, and you can go through. Basically, it's 3 hours of two classes on two different nights that you can go through and learn all about team building, how to hire for your teams, how to work with teams, how to look for those people like she talked about tonight, that you see a sparkle in their eyes, and you see something different, something that says, yes, I want to work with you. I would love to work with you to make that project happen. That's who you're going for. This is available to you. I don't know for how much longer, so let's just go ahead and grab it. Well, it's available. It's called New Teams 100. It's a $100 investment that you're making in your own life, in your own start, to get everything that you want that you can learn about before you start doing your own team building. Okay? So grab it. Go to, you send Sue an email. Her email is Integrated Minds, Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send it off to her, to, and in the subject line, just put New Teams 100, or NT100 if you prefer, and let her know that you have PayPal or you don't have PayPal. And also put your name and your cell phone number in the email so she'll see that she has a number to text if she needs to get to you that way. Most of the time, she will communicate you just by email. And so if you send that to her, she'll send back an email responding to it, and then she'll let you know how to pay for it, the course. But the people that have PayPal, that's the easiest way for it to go, if you have PayPal. That's really everything that you need to get started with the team building for your projects. And I would highly recommend that you get it. Otherwise, this could be a really interesting weekend. Here we are, a weekend again. Right? This starts right after the big call ends. Friday, Saturday, in play. Let's see if it manifests. I think we're looking really good. And we just could get all this before the end of this month, which is Tuesday. In the meantime, check in with Bob on his site. Check in and see what products are available. Look at the sale items and see if this is time to go ahead and stock up on a little Boomer Boost and Heirloom Barley or Gladiator Barley, but the Gladiator Barley is not on sale, but the Heirloom Barley is. Buy one, get one half off, just like the Boomer Boost is. I took advantage of it this week and got mine in early in the week. I'm glad I got some. So, other than that, I don't think there's anything else I can think of that is relevant to what we're doing right now. So I'm going to say, just everybody have a wonderful weekend. I want to thank Pastor Scott and Jeannie for your consistency in sending us prayer and praise information. Thank you, Sue, for doing everything that we've needed for the big call. And thank you, Bob, for your information and dealing with the board and the music, intro music, and Sue with everything she's done with her, the teachings and prayer and praise time and your segment. Thank you for all of it. The support that I have has really been wonderful. And we are going to be in touch with you by email. So make sure your email has been entered on BigCallUniverse.com website, so that you are in there so we can contact you after this goes for plans for future get-togethers, regionally probably, and we'll let you know about our projects that we're going to do in terms of Rebuild America, Rebuild International, and also don't forget, we're going to work with the pastoral retreats. And I've got plans for that, as well as a veterans retreat network, working with that network and making that really work well for everybody that's interested. There's a lot that we're looking to do, and we're going to have some fun doing it. We're going to have a lot of fun. But I need some people out there to help me, as they say in the South, bird dog, kind of what's going on in these small towns or what's not going on, what do they need, what do they have, what can be improved, what do they need. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can talk about. I'm looking forward to that too, getting Rebuild America up and running. But that's the way we're going to have to get in touch with you after this goes. everybody needs to get take care of their own stuff. Get ready to, if you're going to move, to look at a new piece of property, you know, get that going. Could be that you need a new car. Could be, you know, whatever. You need a little vacation time. Listen, all of that is cool. It's going to take us a month or two probably to build out our websites to where we really like them, where we've got them where they're functional and everything. Okay? So don't worry about it. We'll be in touch with you. But the only way I'll have to get in touch with all of you is through the email. And I may do a podcast or two here and there to let you know what we're working on. And that way you can click on the link on the in the email. Oh, there's Bruce again. Oh, there's Bruce and Bob. Wait, is Sue there? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm excited about this. I want everybody to enjoy Palm Sunday this Sunday. And then, of course, Resurrection Day a week later on April 5th. And I'm believing that we are going to have all this before the end of the month. As our sources are indicating, let's see what happens. All right, let's pray the call out. And by the way, thank you, GCK and Doug, for all your help. Shout out to Andy Coe. Thank you as well. And let's do this. Let us thank the SAT team, the satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you also, everybody in Big Call Universe, all of you for listening and tuning in again. All right? So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you for the timing coming together on everything that we're hearing. Help it to come to fruition as our latest intel has indicated. Bring it forth. We're waiting with open arms to receive a blessing so great we almost can't contain it. Thank you for the fact that we're good stewards of this blessing and we'll do the right thing with the funds. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives to prepare us for this time of blessing. And thank you most of all for the perfect sacrifice of your son Jesus and what he means to us. Now and moving forward all the way into eternity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Let's see what happens in the next several days. Okay? And we'll be back on Tuesday. We'll be back on Tuesday. And hopefully it's for a celebration call. Let's see what happens.